The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Dr. Suzanne Crowe is with me, the consultant in paediatric intensive care at Crumlin Children's Hospital. Suzanne, good to see you again, and thanks a million for coming into the studio. So croup we're talking about this week.
Yeah, it's actually in medical parlance, it's even more of a tongue twister.
Oh, what is it?
Laryngotracheobronchitis.
Laryngotracheobronchitis. Yeah, we'll stick with croup. So what is it exactly?
It's a viral infection usually of the area around the vocal cords, and that's why you get that high-pitched barking cough and sometimes a high-pitched sound breathing in and out, which is pretty alarming to hear.
And I mean, is it a unique viral infection that causes this, or is it the viral infection, the way certain people react to it, that causes the croup?
It's a ragbag collection of viruses that cause trouble all in that area. So you might get an ear infection, I might get an eye infection, somebody else gets a throat infection. We don't really know why. It does seem that some kids seem to have a smaller larynx or vocal cords than others, and they pop up and attend ED maybe a couple of times a year then with it. So it seems like some people are more predisposed to it.
So what happens then in the larynx that causes this reaction?
Yeah, so if you think back to your basic physics in school, your larynx gets swollen, there's less space for the air to go in and out. And so as it passes in and out, you get a higher pitched sound.
And how dangerous can it be?
Children do not die from it. So that's a very important thing to say if it's a viral infection. But it is alarming because kids can be pretty miserable with it and they can be off form. So I suppose, you know, and the sound, I think the sound is what really gets people very worried. But in general, children recover. It's a self-limiting illness, 2 to 3 days, and they should be fine.
Yeah, the sound, it's worse at night, isn't it? It's like any parent will tell you this. You I don't know what it is, but kind of when the curtains are drawn and everyone's asleep in bed, everything is amplified, and the stuff you could kind of ignore during the day when you were busy with things, you tend to notice more. And I think that's when parents kind of get worried as well, isn't it? They listen to the wheezing, and maybe because the child is sick, they're lying in bed beside you and you're listening to the kind of wheezing in and out.
No, we don't take children into our beds, Kieran.
Oh, absolutely not. I tell my daughter that, who turned up last night at about 3 a.m.
Yeah, no, nothing much good happens at night, unfortunately. When the child lies down, all of your soft tissues in your throat collapse down a little bit. That's very normal. So, you know, what is a bit of a narrowing when you're sitting up can be more of a narrowing when you're lying down. So that's probably the reason why it's worse at night.
So what do we do about it?
So really just let the child be alone, keep them calm. So this is a day on the couch in front of the telly, unfortunately. A little bit of Calpol. Sometimes kids will say it's painful and sore throats are painful. So some Calpol can help. Don't worry too much about it if they're not eating a huge amount. Just plenty of drinks and keep an eye on them. And things to be really worried about is if the temperature that can be with it doesn't settle, or if they're not able to drink fluids, or if they're even drooling fluids, that's a worrying sign.
And at what point do you maybe need more serious intervention, kind of like steroids or nebulizer, this type of thing? Do you need to go to hospital or call your doctor?
If your child really is showing you that they want to be sitting up all the time, and if you can see the little muscles in their neck pulling as they're breathing in and out, we call that work of breathing. If you can see the child breathing harder, then that's a good sign to go to hospital. Or just anyway, if you're anxious and it's going on maybe, you know, a couple of days, I think it's a good idea to get somebody to have a second look.
But just at home, it's kind of paracetamol and keep them fed and watered.
Keep them watered. Don't worry too much about food. Kids will come back to it when they're ready, and keep them quiet and calm, which I know is easier said than done, but that's the advice. Because when you cry, you're going to work harder from a breathing point of view.
And is there anything, are there kind of early signs you can look out for so that you can intervene more speedily? Or the way you describe it there, it sounds like you just have to kind of let it take its course to a degree, no matter when you spot it.
It comes on really quickly, actually. People will often say that their child was absolutely fine, really quiet a couple of hours ago, and now suddenly they have this noise. So it comes on quickly. And I think that's just because your vocal cords as a kid are really tiny. So even quite a small amount of swelling can make a big difference.
And I mean, are we coming to the tail end of the croup year? Are we, as the weather gets better and people are outside and windows are open more, like any kind of viral infections.
You say all the things my mum says. Yeah. Well, we get a peak in autumn and then we get another peak
in spring.
It's
a really polite way of saying, Kieran, that is absolute nonsense.
We get a second peak in spring and we have seen lots of cases of croup in the last couple
of weeks.
So we
are at the tail end of it. Come on now, Suzanne. Myself and your mother are really taken aback by that.
You're on the same page. But vaccination against influenza, and that's the vaccine that was offered this year to small children, that will help because influenza is one of the viruses that causes it.
All right. Well, listen, great advice as always, Suzanne. Thanks a million for coming into studio. Dr. Suzanne Crowe, who's a consultant in paediatric intensive care at Crumlin Children's Hospital. You should listen to her for health advice, not me and her mother. Suzanne, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.